Shamashvius, Perak Tes Halachadalad. A Klevish Shloshik Fushin Bechavas Achas. A person pickled three different pickled items in one barrel. That is to say, there are three items, three vegetables that all have Kedusha Shvius, peppers, tomatoes, and cucumbers, three different vegetables, and you pickle them all together in one barrel. And the question here is that the three of them are chayav and beer at three different times. The peppers and the cucumbers and the tomatoes each get finished in the field at different times, so that you have a chayav of beer for each one of them at a different time. So what should you do? You have all three of them pickled together. So Blazer says, you have to do beer. You can eat it until the first one is chayav and beer. That is, the earliest of the three is chayav and beer. Why? Because the tam, when you pickle things together, flavor from one transits into the other. So each one of them has the tam of all three of them. So as soon as the first one is chayv in beer, they're all chayv in beer, because each one of them has a carryover of taste from the one that's chayv in beer already. So all three of them are chayv in beer as soon as the first one is chayv in beer. Rabbi Shua says, afla achrin. Actually, it's the opposite. You could, all three of them get extended till the time of beer for the last one. We'll see in the Gemara what the possible reason for that is. That is to say, even though the first and the second one are already chayv in beer, that fruit, that vegetable itself is chayv in beer, you have until the third one is chayv before you have to get rid of them. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, kol aminim and hasadi, yivar aminim and hachavis. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, it does, none of them depend on the other ones. Each one is independent, and as soon as each one, let's say cucumbers are finished out in the fields, you have to get rid of the cucumbers, the peppers, and the tomatoes, each one is by itself. The fact that they were pickled together makes no difference. We're not, the fact that flavor might transfer from one to the other is inconsequential. Rabbi Shimon has a fourth opinion, which is to say, he says, kol yerk achas labir. This whole, the whole discussion in the Mishnah presupposes that vegetables have different times of beer. The cucumbers and tomatoes and peppers have different times. The Rishon said nothing doing. Kol yerak achas lebir. All yerakas have the same time for beer, which is to say, you can eat all yerakas until the last of any yerak is not available out in the fields, which is a big cooler. You can eat, there's no separate times for them. So pickling three things together doesn't make a difference, because all Yerukas all have the exact same time for beer. And now, the way Reb Chaim Kanievsky learns is, this last line in the Mishnah is now going to be an example, excuse me, what Reb Shimon says, Oichlim Berekila, you can eat a certain vegetable, which is right away not available in the field, Achichol, Santios, or Sagdias, different ways of reading that, maybe spaced in twofold. Until this other sandias is not available in this very fertile area. These are things that last very long. So even though regila is not available very early in the season, and sandias is not until very late, it doesn't make a difference. You're still permitted to eat regila until the very end of the time, because that's Reb Shimon Shita, that all your rakas have the same time for beer, and there aren't different times between one. The other, they all have the same time. Others own this last line differently. But that's how Reb Chaim Kanievsky learned that. It's an explanation of Reb Shimon, an example for Reb Shimon. Okay, so the Gemara now explains. My time to Reb Lezer. What's the reason for Reb Lezer? Reb Lezer, who says, you can eat based on the first one, so it's sort of straightforward. Harishon is in tam ba'achron. The thing that's chayv in beer first gives tam, gives taste into the one that's chayv in beer last, and therefore it has all the dinim of that first one. My time to Reb Yeshua. What's the reason for Reb Yeshua, who said you follow the last one? So the Gemara says, ha'achron is in tam ba'achron. The thing that's chayv in beer last gives tam into the food that's chayv in beer first, and therefore everything follows that last time. So the Gemara says, "Vakasha the Rabbi Yeshua." But we have a question, Rabbi Yeshua. In a region, isn't time b'achron? It's true, the last one gives time to the first one, but doesn't the first one give time to the last one? So the Gemara leaves off with the question. So what are you saying? You're saying the thing that's chayv in beer last gave time to the thing that's chayv in beer first. That's true, but the thing that's chayv in first is giving time to the thing that's chayv last. So why aren't you chayv in beer all based on the first one? The Gemara doesn't. The Yerushalmi does not give an answer to that question. Chaim Kanievsky brings that in Teres Kohenim, we learn that from a pasuk. They learn that from a pasuk. This sheet of Rabbi Yeshua is learned that from a pasuk, which is, and the pasuk teaches us that something is only chayiv in beer when its totality of it is chayiv in beer. But if part of that food is not chayiv in beer yet, and only part of it is chayiv in beer, then you do not have to do beer until the entire food is chayiv in beer. And therefore, since the one that's chayiv in beer first has a little bit of a time of the thing that's chayv in beer later, so it's not fully chayv in beer, it's 95% chayv in beer, but 5% not chayv in beer, and therefore you don't have to do beer until all the very last ones have been beer. And then the Gemara says, that each vegetable is judged independently. We don't care about time from one passing to the other one. And the Gemara says, Tani, we looked at the Brisa, the halacha kedvar, the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that the fact that time is transferred between one and the other, between one vegetable and the other, does not make a difference. And all these three have chayim beer on their own independent schedule. They're not dependent on the other ones. And the Gemara says, Chizki Amar. Now Chizki tells us another din about beer. And he says like this, Mikiva Chehizcha Bo'edzer, Kimivoru. Once the person started in the Oitzar, it's like it's before. And there are a few pshatim in this, what Chizki is trying to say. The Rav Fogel learns that Chizki says is, as soon as the person started to do beer on his Oitzar, he has a storehouse of a certain food in his house, he has a whole storehouse of apples in his house, as soon as he started to do beer on that Oitzar, then it's as if Kimavur, it's like he did beer on the whole thing. So he's got to take out some of them out of his house and make them hefker, but he doesn't have to take every single one out. As soon as he did some, that's good enough, and it's as if he put them already out in the street and took some back into his house, and the amount you're allowed to take back, he's allowed to keep in his house, but you don't have to do beer on every single one. Chaim Kineski learns that it means is if the person started to eat it, then it's sort of like not chayvin beer. It's not considered to be something that he's storing up because he already started to eat it. And the Plemeshul learns a different shot, that if he started ba'oitzer, this is talking about a person who had an oitzer bezdin. As soon as you made something into an oitzer bezdin, where bezdin takes possession of everybody's stuff, it's mevor, it's as if it had beer, and Chizki is trying to tell us that even everyone's allowed to eat once you had beer, even rich people. Okay, so there's different shot in how it says, Chizki is telling us some kind of a din about a kula, about how a person does beer. Also of the Khmer Beisi, a story like this, whatever Chizki was talking about, such a story came in front of Rabbi Yosef, for Hayuki Chizki, and he passed him like the cooler of Chizki, that you can get away with something, let's say according to Rav Volbe, you can get away with doing beer on part of it, you don't have to take every single piece out, you have to show you're doing beer, and the last couple you can leave in your house. Amar, and he said, Lord, I'm not sort of kala say, you shouldn't think that I'm saying like Chizki, because I'm the one who's passing like Chizki, El Min Ma'adan and Chami and Rabbanan. The fact that I saw Rabbanan, I mean greater Rabbanan than I am, Avdin Uvda Kavasei, I saw that they were passing like Chizki, I saw they did like Chizki, so from there I learned that that was correct, so it's not as if I'm the one who's making this decision, I'm just reporting to you what I saw from other people. Maybe it's like Baradifa, Havle Uvda. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yehuda had a story like this, the same kind of a situation that Shaila Chizki spoke about. Also, Shaila Rabbi Yirmiyahu, he came to ask Rabbi Yirmiyahu what he should paskin. Should he be meikel or be machmir about this din? Amaleib. He said to him, Ma'ay Yavasa Kamech, there are lions in front of you. I mean, there are great people that you could have asked this question to. Bachola Talai, and you come and ask the fox. It was, why are you asking me this, Shaila? There are greater people than I around, and you should ask them the question before you come to ask me. Also, Shaila Rabbi Yirmiyahu. So he went and asked Rabbi Yirmiyahu what he should do. Amalei. So he said like this. He said, you could avoid the Shaila. Don't worry about this beer. Don't be so concerned about it. Chamiloch tosa rachamin. Find for yourself three people who like you, Rachman, like they have Rachmanos, and three of your friends that you know that they won't want to hurt you at all. But after it come in, and you can make it hefker in front of them, which is to say is the mitzvah of beer, at least the way we're reading it, the simple reading here is that the mitzvah of beer is to make it hefker. So go ahead and take the, put the produce out in front of these three friends first. Hefker has to be done in front of three people. So that's your issue. You make it hefker in front of those three people, and you know they won't take it because they're your friends. They don't want to hurt you. And so don't be concerned about do you have to lose out because you can do beer. You're not going to lose anything because those people won't take it away. So you'll have made it hefker, but they won't take it away from you. Kaputke did see Purim. There were these people from Kaputke, that's a mouthful of words. They were from Kaputke, a certain place, did see Purim, but they're living in see Purim now. And the point is that they were like immigrants. They didn't belong there, and there wasn't anybody who was friends with them. So they weren't able to take advantage of this idea we just had, which is to make the hefker of beer in front of people who like you, who won't take it away from you. Shalom Rav Imi. So the issue of Imi the following. Begin to let Le'ilei Amar Racham, because these people, us, because we don't have anybody who likes us, or Shalom, there's no one who comes and, you know, asks about how we're doing. Nobody cares about us. So what should we do? Because we have no one to be mafkir in front of, because we don't have any friends in town. So do we have to lose out? We don't have this etza to be mafkir in front of people. So he says, I'm alone. So he said to them, Katachmon Riglitzalila, when you see that the feet are clear, that is to say, as you look out in the street, you'll see there's no one around, you go out into the shuk, you see it's nice and quiet, have your mafkale the shuka, so then take your fruit out to the shuk, or mafkale, and then you'll say tefker, the chasm is actually, then you can be zirchen again. In other words, what we said before, that you have to be mafkale in front of three people, that's in the standard case, when you're being mafkale something, in a sort of a quiet way, you have to do it at least in front of three people to show that you're serious. But if you put it out into the street, then that's the best hefker. So go wait until it's quiet in the street. You know, there's no one walking around who's going to steal it from you. Bring your fruit outside. You'll say, okay, it's hefker. And then you take it back. And so there's a different suggestion for how to avoid people taking your produce. Or the produce that you had. Rabchagia, mafugot tzluchin and tzluchin, he would give out his wine or oil in little bottles, which is to say there's going to be a Mishnah later on, halacha vav, that says that when you have, when you do beer, you're supposed to give it out. We have seen now some suggestions for how to avoid people taking your fruit when you do beer, but the Mishnah is going to say later on that you're supposed to give it out in small amounts to each person, three meals worth to each person. So what he would do is Reb Chagia would put it in his oil or wine into these little bottles, like, you know, smaller amounts, I guess, what people could use in three meals, and then he would just give them out. He would hand out bottles of the oil and wine, so people could take them. That's how he did beer. And he also did the same thing. He would split up his things into little barrel, into little bottles, and hand them out to people, as the Mishnah is going to say in a later Mishnah. Chizkiah came to Rabbi Yirmiyah, and what happened was Rabbi Yirmiyah had taken in a lot of produce during Shemitah, Hefka produce, and he left it in Rabbi Chizkiah's house. So now it was time, came the time. It was time to do beer on that produce. So Reb Chissi came to beer man. Amalei said to him, "Zechisi b'han oitzer." He said to him, "You should know, I could be zeicha in your oitzer. You had this whole storehouse full of, let's say, apples, all sitting in my house, in my warehouse. And if you should know, since today is the day of beer, today it becomes hefker. I really could take that from you because really it's hefker." So what he was trying to say to him was, you have to do something. If you want to hold on to them, you have to find something to do. You have to do beer in a way that lets you keep it. Because if you don't, someone's going to take it. Even I can take it right now. So he's like sort of like giving him a friendly warning that he better do something about it, or else he's going to lose all that produce that he has stored away in his house, I mean, in Chizkiah's house. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yirmiyah got the hint. He said, "Surely, Elaine, Priti Agavech, let me give you these following coins, like give you a little change." And then Amalei, Harami, so with that money that I just gave you, I want to rent this space in your warehouse where my produce is sitting. And when I rent it, now the produce will be sitting on my property, and then I can make a kinyan chutz. I can make a kinyan, but the fact that it's on my property. So Reb Chizkiah would tell him he's got to do something to take it, to not lose his produce, because he says, if not, I'll just take it myself. So Reb Yirmiyah says, okay, let me rent the space where the stuff is, and then it'll be in my property, and then I'll make the kinyan on the place. So Amalei, so Reb Chizkiah said, no, that's not going to work. That's not good. Because I think there, then Chazav is a chisaba. If you first put it out of the property, then you can be zeichen again. In other words, you're the person who had control of this produce until now. It wasn't your property, but you had control of it until now, and therefore you are not allowed to be kind of it on the day that it's chayvin beer. You have to first, I think, you have to take it out of your property and then bring it back in and make a kinyan on it, or else you didn't do the mitzvah of beer. I, as an outsider, I could have taken control of it because I'm not the person who had it until now. I, as an outsider, could have just taken control and say I'm being kind of it. But you, it's not enough for you to just take ownership of it. You have to be mafker it and then come and take it back again. And until you do that, it's going to be considered. It's going to be available for someone else to take it.